Go. So we're in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. So this is it sounds like it's Avodah Zarah issues, but it broadens out. This is actually one of the largest sugyas that we're going to come across, really impacting a lot of things. This is the sugya of Lifnei Iver. So Lifnei Iver here is in the context of selling things to Avodah Zarah, but as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, that's where it broadens out to many of those issues. This is one of the key sugyas about that topic of what can I do? How careful do I have to be that other people won't be violating prohibitions? So here, if we see the tour starts off by saying, "Dvar ha'miyuchad l'min mimine avodah zarah asurim l'machron li'olam la'ovde osa avodah zarah shva osa makom." Now, things that are specific for a type of avodah zarah, right? If you're prohibited to sell it to the worshippers of that Avodah Zarah in that place. Right? So you're not allowed to sell them the thing. You're not allowed to be the guy outside the temple selling the candles that they're going to be using to bring in. V'im, however, v'im kuna harbi biyachad, but if a person comes and purchases a lot of them, meaning he purchases them wholesale, shenikar davar shehu kono osa l'schora, so then it's going to be mutter. So if he says, I'm going to buy a lot, so it's clear that you're not the one selling it, he's the one that's going to be selling them, so then it's permissible. So you're allowed to be the wholesaler to sell to, you would be the wholesaler to sell to a person who's then going to be distributing them himself. You could sell to the church gift shop, but you can't run the church gift shop.
One degree removed from the actual.
Yeah. So, and there's a good reason why, which we'll see. So the tour continues. V'advarim she'enim yuchadim la'mochanotam. Stop, right? Things that aren't specific for that certain avodah zarah. So then you're allowed to sell them. But if he comes in and says, "Hi, I'd like to buy a candle so that I can bring it into the church and offer it or something," so that would be prohibited. Unless you passel whatever he's going to bring. So he wants to buy an animal from you to bring as a korban. So if you make a mum in it, that would passel it from their avodah zarah, right? That Gemara and Gittin where he poked he poked an eye in it, and the Gemara is explicit that's a problem for a Beis HaMikdash, but it was a lip, right? It's a problem for the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a problem for the Roman avodah zarah. So that's why the emperor got so upset. He didn't understand what would be the problem. Okay, so fine. V'im ha'goy machzir achar dvarim hamichadim li'avodah zarah umarim lichlol dvarim acherim imo okiyotzi b'zeh k'dei shelo yavinu shekono l'tzorach avodah zarah asa l'mochrim bo. But if he wants to, he buys a list of things in order to conceal the idea that he's buying a certain thing for avodah zarah, but apparently I don't know how you would know if he's concealing it, but you know that he's really doing it for the purpose of avodah zarah, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Fine. V'im ein ragil lahakter el levona kol davar mutter limkor lahem chutz milavona v'chol levona asura bein zacha bein she'ena zacha. So if they're only usually maktir a certain thing, so you're allowed to sell them all the other things that except for the thing that they're normally maktir. And even if he says that he needs it for other things, it would be prohibited because emor erumi kamarim. Because he's really trying to fool you. About im yadua shetzrichim lo davar acher. But if he could figure out that he does need it for something else, so mutter, then it would be permissible. Kasav sefer shumas im ein ragil mahakter el levona asur limkor levona lechomer ulashar goyim mutter. You're not allowed to sell him if he specifically offered this levona, which I think we translate as frankincense, right? So you're not permitted to sell it to a priest, but to the regular non-Jew, you would be permissible. Okay, and truth is, it goes along with these going through these details, which the Shulchan Aruch will spell out as well. But if we take a look at the Darkei Moshe, well, for me, it's on the next page. It's an Aleph with three stars. it begins with the Chas of HaMordechai.
I have an Aleph with one star.
I have an Aleph with one star and two stars. Right, it's a big one. So v'chasav haMordechai reish perakama da vodazara kasav Rav Yoa b'shem Aviv Rav Yoa. So this is Mordechai. This is the very beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and it's sort of a discussion of, well, how do we? It's kind of like Tosfos opens up Avodah Zarah where he says, yeah, this is prohibited, but somehow everybody seems to do it. So why does everybody seem to do it? So the Mordechai is bothered by the same type of question. So he quotes from the Rav Yoa in the name of his father Rav Yoel. Lahatir lulavos bigde komrim shemiranin behem, that he matired, or lending, lulavos, lending the priest garments which they sing in for avodah zarah, shekorin kalnish, I don't know what that means, kol hecha de isa lekomrim macharini, provided that there are other priests, right? It sounds like the priests could get it from someplace else, or there are other garments available. Avagav debar shekanul avodah zarah, even if it's clear that they are purchasing it for the benefit of avodah zarah, it's still permissible. Right, so this is establishing the concept of what the Gemara in avodah zarah calls a few daf later. I think that vav has a sugi of chad avr denara, trey avr denara, discussing with nazir. Right, that a nazir is on one side of the river and you're on the other side of the river, and he wants wine. The only way he could get wine is if you give him wine. So that's what we call lifnei iver. That's what we call putting a stumbling block in front of the blind, and that's what we consider lifnei iver doraisa. Then, however, the Gemara comments that if it's what we call trey avr denara, that's trey avr denara. If you're on Chad Avr Denara, if you're on the same side of the river, so that he could just pick up the wine himself, and you give it to him, so that's not Lifnei Iver on a level of Doraisa. Maybe. If he could get himself, so we'll see what the issue is with that. Mm-hmm. So here he seems to be saying, this seems to say that it's Mutter, meaning that it's not Nisidur Abanan. He wants to get these garments. He can get the garments someplace else. He can get the garments from you. You want to make the money off of it. So Paskins, the Mordechai, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoel, that such a thing is permissible.
What's surprising to me is that we apply this whole thing to Goyim. Just reading the Lifnei Iver, I would assume it applied to Jews.
Yes.
Yeah. Not allowed to trip up a Jew.
Right. So that's that is in the sugya. Yes. So the concept of lifnei iver, I believe that is explicit in the Gemara. Talks about giving him iver minachai. Passing him iver minachai. I saw it today. I'm trying to visualize whether it was in the Gemara, whether it was in the Rishonim. But yes. But the idea of lifnei iver even applies to non-Jews. Things that they're not allowed to do. So the same concept would apply to them. However, another running concept here, which we'll get to, is but goyim don't have a prohibition of lifnei iver. Right? Why is it that the wholesale thing is permissible? So right, because they don't have. We have an issur of lifnei iver. Non-Jews, that's not one of the shevamis of Sinai Noach. So non-Jews don't have a concept of lifnei iver. So therefore, I'm permitted to sell it to a non-Jew, even though knowing that he's going to then go ahead and distribute it to others. Okay, so let's continue on in the Darkei Moshe here. So he says, "V'efshar de'b'chai gavna af sifrei datan b'chol davar shari," that even selling avodah zarah books, things of their understanding, is permissible. V'lazet nagu ha'idna, and that's the minig today. Shemokul magayim machrozos shel ksharim hanikroim, that they sell to the non-Jews. I don't know what this is. Machrozos shel ksharim, something of.
Is it not
some kind of like, yeah, not sort of
prayer?
Something like that, some kind of thing which they read from. So that would be pater. That would be okay. Hakelim afagav shemishabchin behem levodah zarah. So even though they will use it to praise avodah zarah, it's still going to be permissible. V'stamin levodah zarah hol v'ispehu achrini, because in theory they can get him from someplace else. So that's the Mordechai, that's Rabbeinu Yoel, and that's the Ramah post-Pasching like.
But is that different from what we read at the beginning of the tour?
Well, the Mishnah in the tour, the things that it prohibits, so is where you are the only person in town. I mean, that's the assumption here. So the Ramah is coming in and saying, yeah, that Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where this idea comes from, that's where you're the only person. Or they also add in, or there are only Jews that are in the business. Right? The same concept. I mean, he's not going to get from Shlomi, he's going to get from,
So that's not permitted either.
Yoel, what?
It's not permitted.
Right, so that would also be because somebody's going to violate the prohibition. But if he has a way of doing it without violating the prohibition, he could get it from Amazon also. Right, so such a thing would then be allowed. So that's the thing that is presented first. Amnam, you said is this a durabanan, so that's based on this. Amnam, Baharan Perakamad Avodah Zarah. Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Does it say about you Shin Mem Dalet Amud Beis? I don't know. If that's in parentheses. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it is on Daf Aleph Amud Beis in the standard Vilna edition of the Gemara.
It can't be in that many Dafim.
Yeah, unless it's counting from the beginning of the book and whatever. So, anyways, the Asur Lahoshit Lagay Midra Banan Afagav the Yachol Litl Belav Halchimishim the Israel Sayyeh Yudei Ovdei Aveira. He's saying it's usher to give to the non-Jew, not as a problem with the Iver Doraisa, but it's a din derabanan you're not allowed to. Even though he could pick it up himself. Why? Mishum, the usher l'sayeya yidei ovdei avera. Because there's a prohibition in helping out those that violate the prohibitions. So although there's no isser of lifnei iver, technically, because lifnei iver is only if he can't do it without your help, there is still going to be something called misayeh. You are violating this rabbinic idea of helping them to perform a prohibition. So not only that is that mentioned in the Ra, and it's also mentioned in Tosos. So Vitosos Shamash.
So you can't sell them the prayer book. You can't. It's a deraisa, a derabanan, that sell them the prayer book.
So you're saying, right, anything that you do that is going to help them to perform a prohibition is then going to be a violation of Misayeh, an issa derabanan. Okay. So continues on. Sorry, Tosos doesn't agree with that. Vitosos Sham, however, Mashma, Kedivrei Mordechai. Tosos seems to pass like the Mordechai, the Efshar Litlo Afilu Isura, that you are would be that you would be able to give them straight out prohibitions. Like the Efshar Litlo Afilu Isura, Leika Afilu Litno Li Yisrael Chavera. That if they could get it on their own, there's not even a problem even to give it to another Jew. Meaning this idea is maybe it's only if they could get it on their own, there's no problem to giving to a non-Jew. Messiah maybe it only doesn't apply to non-Jews, but it would apply to Jews. So says Tosus, no, even with Jews, there's no prohibition of Messiah. I am Tosus fair comment of Vodazara, Valbereish, Bagos, Mordechai, the Shabbos, Mashka, Divri, Aran. Mordechai sounds like the Ran. Vachin, who per comment the Shabbos, Tosus, Vashir, Miu, Bizman, Hazer. So, however, he concludes by saying that nowadays it seems like we're mekel because we have a kula to be mishtatif with them. What is that referring to? So that's referring all the way back to the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where we had the same issue that there's a prohibition in being mishtatif with to have a partnership with non-Jews, because that may lead to them swearing in the name of their Avodah Zarah, and you're going to cause them to swear in the name of their Avodah Zarah. So there already Tosa says, aye, but we do it. Right, so Tosa says, well, because they're shituf, and therefore it's not a prohibition for them, which is the basis, which is the premise of the whole debate about what the status is of Christianity. So here he's saying, well, we seem to be makel on the shituf, so therefore we're also makel on many of these other things, because even though it's usher for us to do, it's not usher for them to do, so therefore there's not going to be a problem of lifnei iver if there's no usher for them to do it. Right? Fine.
So is that the Psak nowadays?
Well, so let's see. So what's the Psak nowadays? So for that, I guess let's just go down to the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Right. Well, I got something for nowadays. Yeah, you got the All right. So as you can see, Kufnan Aleph is a pretty lengthy Sif and Shulchan Aruch. So
we're going to Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Aleph, Sif Aleph. Dvarim Shehem, Miyuchadim Lemin, Mimine Elilim, Sheva Oso Makam, Asr Limkar Lovde Kachavim, Lovde Osam Elilim, Sheva Oso Makam. Things that are specific for Avodah Zarah in that place, you are prohibited to sell them to those who will worship Avodah Zarah in that place. Vimkona Harbi Biyacha, but if he purchases a lot of them together, Shenikar. Shenikar hadavar shehu kono usam l'schora mutar. It's clear that he's not purchasing them to use, but rather purchasing them to sell. So then that's permissible. Okay. V'chein im omer shesarach usam l'dvarim acherim v'yisrael yudei shekidvarav kain hu mutar. So too, if he says, I'm using it for something else, that this candle with the picture of the guy and the beard on it, that is, I'm using it for a shiva candle. And they that he's probably using it for that reason, so then it's going to be permissible. things that are not specific for it, you could sell it to them plainly. Being but if he says I'm purchasing it for the a non-Jew Navodah Zarah purpose, then it's asur lemkor lo. You're not allowed to do it. Elim kein pasal milakri milaylim, unless you somehow pasal it from being brought to the to their gods. Asur lemkor lo v'kolchavim mayim kashiyodim shirotz alasos mehem mayim lahakvil. That you're not allowed to give them water when you know that they're using going to use that water to be tovelin. It sounds like to baptize or something, right? You're not allowed to sell them baptism water. I don't know if that's. I don't know if you need a specific some Jewish industry sprouted up of official baptism water.
That's a lot of water.
Yes, I remember seeing a commercial once about a guy like you see like two guys like sitting by a river and one guy saying to the other, "This water is amazing." Yeah, yeah, it's water. He says, "No, we should like get bottles of this water and sell it." The guy says, "Oh, please, who's going to buy bottled water? You get water for free."
I laugh. They say that the original bottled water, I had to go to I don't know how many banks because they all said no one's going to buy it.
Oh, so it's okay. All right. So it's the same thing here. So apparently some enterprising person was able to sell baptism water.
Sell Jordan River water.
Okay, so well, I guess we'll stop here. It's really the Shulchan Aruch. This sif could be divided into two. Okay, so let's go back and take a look at the shach on this. So Aleph, Sif Aleph is Usur Limkor. Elin Kain Paslin, right? Unless he, that's what that actually is referring to. Unless he passes it, as we see later on, right? That's what he's referring to. Unless you make it no good, unless you put a mum in the korban, unless you
make it no good.
Well, no, because there's still this shulchan aruch, because we don't know. Meaning, this line is where people are knowing to serve it in that way, so you're not allowed to sell it to non-Jews, because we presume they're going to sell it in that way. It's possible that he might not. So if you possible it from using in that way, so then you can sell it and not worry about the question.
But his purchase would indicate that he's not using it for Avodah Zarah, because unless he doesn't know.
Yeah. So Limkor. So Liolam Afilu Shelo Biyom Edom. So you're prohibited to sell it, even if it's not on their holiday. Even nowadays, King Kasav Achronim Upashitu, and that's obvious, right? The same thing should apply. V'chasav Od Habach Ulechol Obe Kochavim Aser Afilu Eino Komer. To all non-Jews will be prohibited, even to a non-priest. The Chivan Demiyachdim Oso Levos Kochavim Vadi Levos Kochavim Bayla, because that's something. It's an Avodah Zarah item, so obviously they're using it for Avodah Zarah. Okay, but if he's using it for purchase, it's okay. So here's where the Shach says it. We're not concerned that he's going to go ahead and sell to other people. The alifne iver mafkedinan, because we're concerned about lifne iver. About alifne delifne lo mafkedinan. But if it's lifne delifne, if it's lifne iver of lifne iver, so then now we're not makbidan being quoted from a Gemara. Fine. If I am Evan Ezov Simon, hey, fine. Okay. Continues. So, Dalit's already in the next section. Okay, however, there is a Piskei Tshuva here, which is interesting. So, Piskei Tshuva, Kufnan Aleph says, Shukona Osam Lischora, for the purchases of business. So, Piskei Tshuva says, I am Ber Hativ, the Lomav Kedina, and Lifnei de Lifnei, right? Because of that idea. So, I am Betshuva's Chavos Yair, Simon Kuflam Advav, Beinon Ma Shektsas Kali Das, that some simple-minded people, Kishiyishlehem Mishpat im Echad Eitzel Shofet, that when they have a judgment with another guy in front of a king, in front of a judge, in front of a non-Jewish judge, Nosin Lo Mafriz Litin Lo Matana, that he gives him some money to spend in order to give him a gift. Right? Uchafi Hanira Yishba Ze Isser De Lifne Iver. Right, so that sounds like a prohibition of lifnei iver. I mean, they're giving a what we call bribes, right? So this is so there is this idea of giving a bribe to the non-Jew. So we would call that lifnei iver.
Because the non-Jew is not allowed to accept the bribe.
Yes, why? Acharei shebnei Noach musharim al hadinim. That's also one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. Right, so to fool around with the justice system is then also lifnei iver of this. Right, v'lofi dvar of nira lechora din eno nosein hamatana liad hasar hashofet atzmo. Well, let's say you don't give it to the sar himself, you don't give it to the judge yourself, but you give it to somebody else. Alavdo shitin ladono, but you give it to the secretary to give to him. Ol hishtadil avuro, or to do it on something on his behalf. Right, bevadai sharmi. You pay some. It sounds like you're doing something. You pay someone to do something for his behalf. That should be mutter, right? Imu ba'ofen she'im bo chashash gezel. As long as there's no chashash gezel going on, the have a lifnei de lifnei. Because then it would be lifnei iver of lifnei iver. V'im yishum shezeh shelucho v'chilu nosim ba'atzmo ze'eno de'ein shlichus alik kochavim. And you're going to tell me, well, wait a second. Come on, who are you fooling here? Right? That's not analogous to our case. Our case is a guy comes, buys it off of you, and then he goes ahead and sells it. Here, you're giving it to the secretary to give to the guy. So, to give it to the judge. So that's different. That's the secretary is acting as your shlichus, your shliach, your messenger. So, Chavis Yair says, no. Because the ain't shlichus la'ovdi kochavim. Ovdi kochavim don't qualify for shluchim. Ayin l'kam and simen kufsan ha'chesif tetes ba'aga. Then shuv matzasi shabal chavos yer ba'atzmo. However, simen kuf pei hey. Right, the first one was simen kuf lamed vav. So this is 50 chapters later. Hayer bezeh al inyan acher. Raku tofes bepshitus kemanda sfirule yesh shlichus la'ovdi kochavim. But there he paskined according to the opinion that there is shlichus for ovdi kochavim. L'chumra v'avianu l'kaman al divrei hagan. I bring it a little bit later on. Fine. So a little bit of a machlokas here, Pesachuva, about whether you can give a bribe to somebody else to give to a judge in the case. I assume part of this would also be if that's part of the culture, meaning if the culture includes, like, obviously you're giving a bribe, that's, otherwise there's no other way of doing business. So yes, you're living in a corrupt society, but what are you supposed to do? That's the way it works over there.
It sounds like you're saying that if it's likely the secretary is going to steal it, and I'd give it to the guy, then that would also be a different form of if you couldn't give it to him.
Where do you see that?
If it's likely that there would be gezeila, maybe.
No. The gezeila is that by you giving the bribe to the judge, you will then be doing gezeila.
Oh, I think that's
because you're then going to win the case, and that's going to be. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, next comes the Shulchan Aruch then says, Hayimuravim dvar hamiyuchadim in dvar sheena miyuchadim. If you have specific avodah, there are things that are mixed with things that aren't. Could go in Lavona, like frankincense. Zacha bechal Lavona. Shchora mocher hakol stam. Ve'in chul shetshema yilkor hazacha. What?
Lavona zacha and Lavona shchora.
Right, so Lavona Zaka is clear. Oh, Zaka is clear, okay? And Lavona Shchor is darkened. So, Mokra Hakol Stam, so you could sell the whole thing. You don't have to worry about that he's just going to take out the clear Lavona for their Avodah Zarah, and similar things like that. So, that's a little bit different than what he said before. Before he said if he makes a big purchase and includes things that are going to be used for Avodah Zarah, so that's not allowed. But this case is, he's buying a lot of frankincense, some clear, some not clear, and apparently it's not normal to split it, or it's not normal, that wouldn't be a thing to expect, that he would buy, that he would then separate the clear and not clear, and therefore that's going to be okay. Fine. Comes the Ramah, let's get that shach, but comes the Ramah, and says, however, v'dafka l'koin avodas kochavim, olo v'kochavim shechas kasu sheyakhtir halavona. This whole thing is only to sell to a priest or to a non-Jew who generally is machtir lavona. However, listam ovikochavim shari, right? But to give it to a regular ovikochavim who he'd be buying lavona to smoke it, I don't know. So that would be right to make an incense candle in their house. So that would be okay. And as the shach, and we're not concerned that he's going to give it to a kohen because that's lifnei delifnei. We don't have to worry about that. Okay, next comes the Ramah and says, and this is where things get very expansive. Yesh omrim hada aser limkor lehem dvarim hashayichim leavodasa hayu dafkoim im lehem achirim kiyotzipo. Now there are those that say, right, and we learned that before. That's from the Mordechai and Tosos, that which is prohibited to sell to these things for Avodah Zarah, that's only if there aren't any other places to get it. However, Oshalo Yochuliknos, or you can't buy it anywhere else. meaning there's no other place, this is a one of a kind object, or you can't buy it anywhere else. But if you can sell, if they could go and purchase it someplace else, you're permitted to sell them whatever you want. Quoted from the Mordechai in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay. V'yesh machmirin. However, there are those that are machmir. Right? We learned the Ran. Okay. V'nagu lahakil. Our minhag is to be makil, like the first opinion. V'chol bay nafshe chamir la'atzma. But anybody who wants to be machmir should try to be machmir. Right? So what is that? Right? So what is that? So there are those that are very makil on the whole thing. Right? There are those that are machmir. The minhag is to be makil. But there are those that are machmir. Right, Baal Nefesh should be machmir on that. Okay, so what's going on here? So comes the Shach in Sif Vav and says some interesting things. So Shach comes and says in Sif Vav, the Sfirulei, why is it okay? The Sfirulei, the Chihechi Darminan B'Shas Gabi Nazir, the Asher L'Hoshid Ya Lo Kos Yayin, Ha'inudafka B'Dekai B'Trei Avrei Denara. That idea in the Gemara by a Nazir that is prohibited to give to L'Hoshid Lo Kos Yayin, to pass over a cup of wine, that's only when it's on two different sides of the river, right? Hu adinacha, so to here. I mean, two sides of the river, that the only way of him getting wine is if you pass it over to him. So it would be the same thing here, right? Only if you're the only option for him to get those materials. But if he has other options, then there's no problem with lifnei iver. V'yesh machmirim, right? And then there are those that are machmir, v'sovim, and mikol makom, isser min derabanan ika, that there's still an isser derabanan. Afil lo havi kamo tri avri denara, even if you don't have the situation of Shri Avin Nara, it's still a problem. However, v'chol zeh l'das harav, and all of that, that's what we learned in the Ramah. Aval, l'fi anias daisi, actually, I think that is what he says. How do you write out the parentheses in yours? Lamed pei ayin.
There's
another
thing,
yeah.
So there's,
I guess, l'fi anias das nafshi, I guess that's the word. Oh, l'fi anias daisi nir, good. Right, the lo pligi, that there's no real issue here. The chuli alma modim lahamordechai v'tosos prepare kama devotos kuchavim devoi kuchavim o mumar shari. He says, yes, it's true, there might be a din of misayeya, but maybe misayeya only applies to Jews. Right? There's a prohibition in me helping out Jews do a prohibition, even if there's no lifnei iver. But when it comes to non-Jews, so maybe there's only a lifnei iver issue and there's no misayeya issue. Right? The only example in the Gemara, the example in the Gemara is about the wine. So that's a nazir issue, right? That's only, right? Maybe that's only by Jews, maybe not by non-Jews. So the hagos my monios, I assume, right? The tosos va'rush per kama de Shabbos, round per kama de vodos kuchavim, right? Myri be Yisrael shehu chayev lahafrisho meyisser, right? They are talking about a Jew who you have to separate from a prohibition. V'chidikas of arasham, the lo gar me Yisrael katan ochel nevelo shebeisim mitzuvin lahafrisho. Right, there is a sugya in Shas where it talks about a katan. Right, there's a mitzvah of chinuch with children, and if they're going to eat non kosher things, so Basin has to separate them away, keep them away from it. Right, so maybe that's only by a Jew, but by a non Jew, maybe there's no idea of that. Right, he's saying, how do I know that there might be a prohibition of misayeya for non-Jews? Well, because if we have to keep children from doing prohibitions, we should also do our best to keep adults from doing prohibitions as well. So he says, yeah, but maybe that's only by Jews, not by non-Jews. Shabbasim soon left for Yishu. Kol shekein Yisrael gadol. Ma she'en kein ba'ovi kuchavim v'Yisrael mumar she'enu chayev li'fri'a frisho. As opposed to non-Jews and Yisrael mumar. Now, what's a Yisrael mumar? Right, a Jew who?
An apostate.
So that's all the Shach says. We're going to get to the Nodu Yehud in a moment. But the Shach says here, right, if an apostate Jew, a Jew who, right, he loses his privileges of being a Jew, right, so therefore you don't have to worry about Misayeh for him. Fine. That's good. So that little, I'm not sure if that, the half moon and the star. I'm not sure if it's sending you, if it is sending you there. But the Dagul Meravava picks up right there. So if you have Dagul Meravava, might be in your Ha'aros on the bottom. See Dagul Meravava?
No.
You have Otsim Reforshim on the bottom. It might be one of those. That's the Dagom Mirvav over there?
Yes.
Yes, okay. The bottom on the right. The bottom paragraph on the right side on the page. All the way at the bottom.
Is it going to be the stuff after or the stuff before?
I think the stuff before.
Okay.
Right, so it says, Masha Inkim Ba'ovdi Kucham V'Yisrael Mumar. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Masha Inkim Ba'ovdi Kucham V'Yisrael Mumar. So Vadai She'Yisrael Mumar. Right, talking about a Jewish, it would certainly apply to a Jewish Mumar. Afal Pi She'Chata Yisraelhu. That even though he sins, he's still considered a Jew. V'im Kein Ma Bino L'Shar Yisrael L'Inyin L'Hafrishu Me'Avera. So what should really be? He's still Jewish. So if you, I mean, it's not a privilege for you to keep them away from doing a prohibition, unless you maybe think of it as a privilege. But it's not just about, well, he's a mumar, he loses his status. He still is Jewish. So why should the matter change with regards to separating from doing an avera? So the Dogma Rebbe says no. Aval nira l'fini es daisi kavanas hashach. Now what's the shach saying? The afbi Yisrael, that even when it comes to a Jew. Ein mitzuvin lahafrisho ki im kisha over bishogeg. The only time that one is commanded to keep the Jew away from doing a prohibition is if they're going to do it bishogeg. Right? V'yish biyad ish acher lahafrisho. So another person has the ability to stop them from doing it. So chayv lahafrisho, you should stop them from doing it. V'chamo v'katan ochel nevelos. Right? Like a katan is about to eat non-kosher meat. Sha'katan shogegu. Right? Sha'katan shogegu. Period. Right, that so the katan is a shogeg, so therefore you would stop him from doing it. But if the person is bemazed, so then they're doing it. You don't have a chiyuv of misayeya to keep him from doing it. So there's a mishnah of deresh parakama de Shabbos. So the first mishnah masechta Shabbos, and you guys know what it's about. That's with the hand and the hand inside and the hand outside. Right, that giving back and forth. So the way that one violates the prohibition is by if you pick up and put down. So either if you're the guy on the outside and you pick up from the inside and then go on the outside, or you're the giver on the inside and you put down on the outside. But otherwise, you're only violating the Derabbanan, right? I never, this came up on my side, I thought, trick-or-treating. So trick-or-treating came out Friday night. I think there actually was one, I don't remember here, I think there was here once that the ear was down on a Friday night Halloween. So I think it occurred to me at Shul that, wow, wait a second, we actually have a chance to violate that first Mishnah, the Sechah Shabbos, on a little deraisa if you do it wrong, right? If you give the candy out to the kid, right? So that's that Mishnah.
But it's over, isn't there a porch at the door?
Okay, so if you don't have that. So, anyways, so Mishnah deresh parakam of the Shabbos for shogeg mari the mashma divrei Rashi sham deresh Shabbos daf gimel amar aleph sof tir mask maturi to asim chuli fine ayin sham aval biyisrael derotze lavor bemezit al eza avera vafilu eno mumar gamor in yisrael acher mitzuv lahafrisha. But if you have a right, that he's leaving out what exactly we're learning out from that Mishnah in Shabbos, but the Mishnah in Shabbos says that to be involved with it is an issur derabanan. I mean, the person that supplies it is an issur derabanan. So he says, yeah, that's only if you're doing it b'shogeg, or to give it to somebody who's then going to only violate the derabanan. So that's only a problem if you're doing it b'shogeg. But if they're doing it b'mezid, so one is not mechuyev to, I'm not sure what, to stop them from taking it from your house, I guess it is. But he says here, aval b'yisrael derotza lav or b'mezid al eza aveir, but if a Jew wants to violate it, afilu einu mumar gamor, in yisrael achim etzuv lafrisho. Even if he's not a mumar, even if he's not a full-fledged mumar, he just likes eating non-kosher meat. So you don't have to stand guard and keep him out of the non-kosher meat store. In yisrael achim etzuv lafrisho. Can you hand him the meat? So he seems so right. So he seems to be saying yes. Right. So Dagmar Vava says yes. He says yes. So we'll get to it in. What?
It's true. The behavior probably is about shogeg, but other things you can't do. You're supposed to reprove people.
So that's the right. So you. So there might be right. So that all that might be true. But push comes to shove, am I allowed to sell it to them? Dagmar Vava says yes. You're allowed to sell it to them. Because anybody who's violating a din b'mezid is considered a mumar for that specific top title for that specific idea. That is the idea that the Dagul Mirvava suggests. Dagul Mirvava is, by the way, we mentioned before, Dagul Mirvava is the otherwise known as the Noda Behuda, right? Rabbi Chester Landau. Yeah. Okay, so the... Okay, so if you take a look at the Gilyon Maharsha, which might also be
right
above it. Okay, so Gilyon Maharsha is, this is the Gilyon Maharsha, not the Maharsha. It's not the Maharsha on the back of the Gemara. It's Gilyon Maharsha's Shlomo Eger, or Vekiva Eger's son. So he comments on this, and my problem is I have a bunch of it is some for some reason like smeared out. I'm missing a few letters on each line. But he says here, Lashach. That idea that it's what Shach said, Va'ayin Va'ayin Mi Perek Meruba. Samach Tes Amar Aleph. There you go. Damar Shimon Gamliel Bishar Yamim Bishar Yimo Bishar Yimos Hashana. Right. Halitunu Halitayu. That the rest of the days of the year one can leave it out. So what in the world is that talking about? So I looked that up in Perek Meruba. This sugya. So it's talking about when you have the way you demonstrate the way you put that if you have orla growing in your field or if you have revai growing in your field, so there is a specific way that you have to that you mark it off. You mark it off. There's you by one of them you put a clump of dirt down by net the revai you put a clump of dirt down. The clump of dirt symbolizes that just as the clump of dirt will be usable, so to the orla the net the revai will be usable as opposed to the orla which is not usable. The orla you put something else down in order to demonstrate that it's net the revai. And Orla. So the Gemara there comments that, yeah, that's only so the Gemara there comments and says, yeah, that's only if you are, that's only during the Shemitah year. That is, but the other six years of the cycle, one is not obligated to mark off those things. So why not? Why not? Why wouldn't you have to mark it off the other 6 years?
Before the year you can use it.
Okay, but you're marking it off for the time while it's a Netar Revai or while it's Orla. Right? So why wouldn't I have to mark it off if it's not a Shemitah year?
I'm not sure I'm following the question because
you have a field.
Orla is the first 3 years.
You have a field, right. So Orla,
so it says like any difference whether it's Shemitah the cycle.
Right, Orla is independent of the Shemitah cycle. Orla is independent of the Shemitah cycle. First 3 years that it's doing, you're not allowed to eat it if it's Shemitah or not Shemitah. So the Gemara is commenting, the Gemara has this, it's really a Mishnah in the Maseches Meiser Sheni, I think. The Mishnah is commenting that if you have Orla growing in your field, you have to mark it off so people know that it's Orla. If you have Netar Revai growing in your field, you mark it off to people that know it's Netar Revai. So then the Gemara says, however, you only have to mark it off during the Shemitah year. Very good. Right? What in the world is the guy doing? Walk into your field the rest of the time. I shouldn't have to worry about the rest of the time. In fact, the Gemara there has a language of let the guy come and eat it and die from it or something. Like what the heck with it? We don't care about it. Why is he stealing my fruit? So uva oso davar sha'asa rishus al kopanim in anu mitzuvim shelo yasenu v'isar acher od v'gamze mashma v'rambam b'perish ha-mishnah perakei the meiser the dafka machmas the isar gezel chamor mi isar kerem revai shefrishim. That's only because of the gezel that's worse than the isar kerem. I mean, the Gilyon Maharsha is suggesting what? The Gilyon Maharsha is saying he's asking a question on the Dagul Mirvava and the Shach. And the Dagul Mirvava and the Shach are saying, well, if the guy wants to violate the din, you don't have to worry about it. So you might have thought to bring a proof from that Gemara Meruba. No, it's not a proof. But in that case, if anybody that would possibly steal something, sorry, anybody that would steal something isn't going to be put off by a sign that says it's oral or that's kalei akarim. I mean, the on the levels of prohibition, stealing is much worse than violating kalei akarim, violating orla. So if a guy is already going to steal, he's not going to care about the signs. But the Gilead Marasha seems to be implying, but generally speaking, you even if a person wants to go ahead and do it, you would still need to put up a sign in order to try to keep him away. It just happens to be that in this case, because it's stealing, so nobody in their right mind would possibly steal something care. Nobody in the right mind that would possibly steal something would care whether it's oral or net derivai. So what do we think? Is that true? Knowing what the modern day social dynamics. What?
Not nowadays,
people right?
Are much more concerned nowadays.
Right.
Yisurim than they are.
Right. So that's what Rav Moshe points out. So very good. So that's what Rav Moshe points out. Although I see we're already running out of time. So Rav Moshe in Yoredeya. What do we got? Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simon Ayin Beis. So he has the following concept, right? In Mischar HaKitering. Shall harbi chasenos misnagim shalokishura imish isu misayeh yudeyavera. That there's a catering hall, and they often rent out to people that will do prohibitions in their catering hall. What would be the examples of prohibitions that they might be doing?
The glatyad and stuff like.
What? Oh, this is right. The glatyad shiloh. Very good.
What should?
The glatyad shiloh. I think this is what happened. I remember I was must have been like 12 years old this time. There was this in New York.
Yacht.
It's kosher yacht that was going to have mixed dancing on it, but it was going to be kosher food.
And so they wanted after all the hashkacha.
So I think they wanted hashkacha, and I think they didn't give them
kosher
hashkacha
food
at the
time.
Mixed
dancing,
right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. So, but can you give that? That's the idea, right? So that's the question that Rav Moshe asked. Is there an issue with the catering hall renting it out to people that want to have kosher food, but they want to have things that one might not approve of? So he actually, this is to somebody in London, right? So he says Ram Bil London. I don't know who this is. Before some Maria Rav Ben Sion Rakov. Who's in from London? He says Bedaver in Mutter. We're not going to get through the whole thing, but just to. Put out the shaila. B'davar imutr lasos mischar hachanas chasanos shehu lahaskar ulam v'lasos hasa'udah v'chadome shenikra catering. Right? That's what we call catering b'laz. You rent the hall and you make the food. B'ashir shahar b'chasanos misnagim shelo kashura. Many of the chasanas work in a way that aren't kosher. B'rakidus hanashim v'nashim shehu davar aveira. Right? With dancing men and women, which is a prohibition. V'chadome im yesh bazem yishum litne iver u'misaya yidea ovri aveira. That is renting out the catering hall to such people a problem of lifnei iver, or is it misayei de avera? So he nay, kevin should be ir gedola ki London. He says, so because in a big city like London, sheish harbe ulmos lahaskir, that there's many halls that they can rent from, v'yicholim b'neke lahasig ulamachir, and they can easily get a different one, leka lifnei iver midoraisa, k'di'isav avodazara dafva, v'chein pasuk kol ha-pasuk. Right? There's clearly no iser of lifnei iver doraisa, because if they're not going to rent your hall, they'll go someplace else, and they'll rent someone else's hall. Acha nidon hu, mishum sheish lachu shoshita satosus v'arash shabbos daf gimel v'aran sham, the sarid isun durabanun mi'ik. So the concern is what? Not din d'oraisa, but rather din d'rabbanan. Do you want? I have these are. I have here. I have. It's two pages. We're on the page with three columns. So aval ayin b'shach yoredeya simen kufnan alf sifgatan vav. Right, that's the shach that we just learned.
We flipped over because I've been reading.
No, I'm on the side. Yeah, I'm right there.
It's
right where you're
columns.
Pointing. The four column side. Okay, sorry about that. So aval ayin b'shach yoredeya simen kufnan alf sifgatan vav shemachadish dekevan shehu mishum sheyesh chiyuv lahafrisha me'yisr. That there's a chiyuv to separate them from prohibition. Mutru li Yisrael mumar she'enu chayiv lahafrisha. For the Yisrael mumar, it's permissible because I don't have to separate them. Ubeze ayru atosos v'morachay b'vorozar sham shematirin v'atosos v'hagos moim. I'm not sure, again, it's the same parenthesis. I'm not sure who that is. Shabbos she'asri hu b'Yisrael kasher she'chayiv lahafrisha. That by a kosher Jew you have to separate from it. Us perish bedolgam yiravana kavanas hashach the lav dachka b'mumar el daaf b'stam Yisrael imitzum lafrisho. It's not necessarily only a mumar, a guy who's off, totally off, but rather even a stam Yisrael, you don't have to separate him ella b'over b'shogeg unless he's going to violate b'shogeg aval kisha over b'mezid el ezo avera afilu enu mumar en Yisrael achim imitzum lafrisho. But if he's a if he's a Jew and he's going to do it, he knows what he's doing and he's going to do it anyways. So even if he's not a mummar, if he's not a technical mummar, still there's no another person isn't commanded to separate it from him. Because and that's clear, because if it wasn't for that, there really wouldn't be a heter to give it to a full-fledged mumar. The gam mumar hachayav yisura, but he's also going to violate this prohibition. So what other source could there be for the shach that that when it comes to keeping people away from a prohibition, that he's not, that it's not going to apply to a mumar? Right, so I could come up with an example, because the idea that my svara would be, well, what's the idea of lifnei iver? Lifnei iver is I don't want the person to violate the din, or mesei is I don't want the person, because it's not in his interest to violate this prohibition. So once the guy's a mumar, so then he loses any factor in my interest. Right? I don't care about him anymore. Right? If this really is for his benefit, I'm not going to do this for his benefit. But anyways, that's not the way Rav Moshe goes. Rav Moshe says, no, the shach, and the way the Nodeb Yehud understands the shach is correct. If the guy wants to do it, and he knows what he's doing, you don't have a mitzvah, you don't have an obligation to keep him away from doing it. Therefore, I hold like the Nodeb Yehud. Because the premise is that it's like a katan that he's nevela, so you have to keep away from the nevelos. Therefore, he's only considered like a katan when he's doing it b'shogeg, and not when he's doing it b'mezid. Right, and here's that line. And the proof is from this is from that sugyan baba kama of let the Russia have it and let him die from it. Right, let him have the stolen object, let him have the oil, let him have the camera vine, and he'll suffer the consequences of doing it. I don't have to worry about it. In the beginning of Ma'aser Sheni, who parakama the daf son of Tesla, chazin ein luchiyam lahafrishul misha osa v'meizit afishaga ein omuzer. It says and umasha kasa begilion maharsha, and now it's the gilion maharsha writes that you don't have a riot from there. Mehasa mishun deva osa davar the osa rishus ein anachem mitzuvim shelo yasenu beisar acher. You don't have a proof from there that mishun that which the person is going to do. A person who's going to steal, when a person is doing the evil thing, we're not commanded that he not worry about another iser. Lo muvin klal. I don't understand what he's saying. The hakashe yitzayin shehu orla hare lo yavur. Right, gamal gezel. But if you would tell him that it was orla, he wouldn't violate the gezel either. Right, if you tell him, oh, you can't, don't steal that, it's orla. So you could certainly understand the psychology of say, I'm not sure I understand the psychology, but I can recognize that there is such a psychology of saying, oh, it's not the dots, so I'm not going to shoplift it now. Right? The imaya barulan ushagazan yavar gamal isur orla, right? It's clear to us that the gazan is also going to violate an isur orla. Is it sorek, sovertana kamash at sorek letzayan vahalo yoel klum, elevade shumishum, the harbe gazlanim, lo chashudan, shuyavru al isur orla, vachamosha in chashudim al isur nevela. That many gazlanim are not concerned for the orla, and also they're not concerned about the nevelik mafurish betosus baba metzia uvechulin v'imkain hare lo rakshi atzilehu behatzion me'averus orla elagami iser gezel pamze. But so it's not only that I would save them from orla, I would also be saving them from gezel. Elo shetam rav shimon gamliel dekiv dal iser gezel yavur b'mezit in luchiyam lafishu k'desov rashach. Rather, if the guy is going to be doing it anyways, he loses my interest in terms of my din of Misayeya. Okay, anyway, so we're kind of out of time. So
how would he pasken on the glatyat thing then?
So the glatyat, so I don't know if this was invoked for that controversy, but again, what's the psak in terms of the catering? The psak with the caterer is that they go someplace else. You're just supplying the food and I guess you're supplying the place. So therefore, you're not violating Misayeya by doing this. So
by allowing them to
by allowing them
knowing
to, knowing that they're going to go ahead and do it. Now the I don't recall all the details of the Glatia, but the Glatia wasn't that it was usur for the caterer to provide it. I think the catering, I think the Hashgacha just said we're not going to give a Hashgacha to such a thing, and that's within the purview of the Mashgiach do. And that is a, you know, we will end the tape here.